too. As I was saying on the other side, my only problem is how am I going to make him a nice long nose? Well, Pat, I'm back. I was trying to get the kids to sleep, so that's why I cut it so short last time. I want to tell you that we're having a very nice time here this weekend with Nancy and the kids. And as she said, there are mattresses all over this place. With my large family of five, it's a good thing I didn't bring Bob along. We would like to have Nancy and the kids up for Thanksgiving and Christmas, but I don't know what her plans are. And we're looking forward to a big party with you when you get back, and I promise you the biggest bottle of scotch we can find. Douglas would like to say hello to you. Say hello, Pat.
Hello, Pat. I'm having a nice time with Casey.
Oh, these kids are having a ball, I'll tell you. She'll probably be glad when we leave tomorrow. We came up by bus on Friday, and I will take the bus back on Sunday, and it's only a 45-mile drive, so it isn't too bad. Bob took the station wagon, so this is the reason I made the trip by bus. Pat, you boys are doing such a good job over there. Now keep it up and end this situation for us. We're real proud of all of you and looking forward to seeing you sometime in January. God bless you.
My name is Kai. I had a birthday a long time ago, didn't I? I had a birthday a long time ago. I love you, Daddy.
Hello, Pat. This is Kathy Klum.
We will see you after Christmas.
We will see you after Christmas. Hello, Captain Rady. This is Danny Klum. I had fun boxing with son Sean.
And we're having a good time.
Pat, another thing before I sign off. We heard that one of the Fitzgerald boys are in Korea, or Vietnam, I mean. Have you heard anything about this, or do you know where he's at? Oh, Irma came over yesterday, too, and I let her hear parts of the tape. I couldn't let her hear all of it. When the parts came about the purses and stuff, I turned it way down. She didn't hear anything. You had mentioned you were going to get me that silk. You should have gotten it when it was $1.89 a yard. That's about a third of what it costs over here. You can get the cheap silk for around $2 a yard here, but it certainly isn't what you could have gotten over there. I want at least 5-yard pieces of the silk because I can make nice full dresses or 2-sheath dresses or any amount of things out of 5 yards. Anything smaller than that, I probably couldn't get too much out of. Irma was real impressed to hear about the silk, and she said that she wanted some. So I told her, well, how much did she want, and what did she want? And she said, oh, you know me, just something bright. And I said, you mean red? And she said, yes, red or bright green, either one. She likes anything bright. So she never did tell me how many yards she wanted. And she said she didn't have the money right now to send you for the material. And I said, well, Pat could pick it up anyway. There was no sweat there. Just let me know what she wants. Well, she never gave me an answer again, so she can't take care of it. I don't know what she wants. I don't know how much she wants. I don't know anything about it. You asked what had happened about the claim, Daddy, on the books. I have been working on it since you turned it over to me about 4 or 5 months ago. They Transportation had me ride to Transportation in Fort Rucker and get my bill of lading and my packing list, etc., and have a statement from them. They wrote back declining any liability on the missing articles. That was rather low. I just turned this thing up. I had to then write to Lofton's Transfer and Storage, who packed us, give them the full story. They answered back, also denying or declining any liability on the missing articles. I had to write to Chesley Transfer Company, who moved it from Fort Lawton to my home in Seattle. They wrote back, same thing. I needed all these papers before I could put in a claim to the government. Everything had to be looked into and investigated. Then I had to write to the Great Books people and have them send me a paper saying what the price was of our loss. Then I had to have the paper saying what the total price of our books were in the first place. I had to get a copy of your orders. I had to give them my special power of attorney. I had to get all these papers and do all this paperwork before I could do anything. I was getting a little fed up on it. Every time I went back to put my claim in, I was told to do something else. The last time I was there, a major was there who had been working on his for over a year. Major was just about as disgusted as I was about this whole thing. This army sure does take their time. Well, finally, when I went back last Friday, I have every paper I need. So they gave me the claims to fill out. I must fill them out in detail, listing every volume that we lost, and I'm going to fill those out and bring those back Monday. So, I think I've got everything done. I asked them when we'd finally get our cash settlement, and they said, well, it would still take a couple months after that, because they had to study each paper and check it and so forth and so on. That's this darn army. But, Daddy, I have gotten all the work done on these papers. I have completed everything I need. All I have to do now is, like I say, tomorrow, which is Monday, is turn these papers in, and then it's in the hands of the army, and we will get our money back. They take a certain price cut on the stuff they give back, they told me, because they were not brand new, although since they weren't too old, it isn't too much that they take off. You also asked or told me that you'd probably get that stainless steel. Now, I don't know if I said this or not on the other side, but I sure hope you do get it. We need it for every day. What I have is not very good. It's a little bit of junk from here and there. So if you do see that good deal, do get it. And the same with the watches. I don't know what the prices are, but if you think they're a good deal, Daddy, they must be. So so get those too. Well, Daddy, I'm coming to the end of my tape. And I just want to tell you how lonely